part of the Lebanese army and having command of some troops so it could strengthen it. I don't see why they always blame the others for not wanting them there, and they just claim that they're resisting doing something in Lebanon's name.
Do you think that Hezbollah should disarm now?
Maybe not disarm, but join the Lebanese army, which they claim weak.
We're joining the Lebanese army, but it does not necessarily mean that we'll be party, just like a brigade, one of them, there, no. With the checkpoints, and everybody sees that Hezbollah. We're part of the Lebanese army in the defensive strategy.
Okay, question on the front row.
The question is that this adventure, whether calculated or not calculated, we have to look at the other side. Was Iran behind it? Because the Israelis were talking about a preemptive strike on the Iranian nuclear facilities. Why not the Iranians have pushed Hezbollah one way or the other to start any skirmishes that will show the Israelis that in case of a preemptive strike, Hezbollah can do a lot of destruction into Israel?
Mona Makram Abed.
Why not reverse the question and see that Israel was being pushed by the United States in order to show Iran that it can get to Iran through Lebanon?
But what was... But eventually they could not get to Iran. They destroyed Lebanon. But the Israelis have learned that, you know, the Hezbollah could do a lot of damage. So wasn't it, I think it should be the other way around. That the Iranians wanted to send this message because this frontier, this northern frontier to Israel is open. We know that Jordan will not fight. We know that Egypt will not fight. We know that Syria will not fight. They've been controlling themselves for the past 40 years. So the only...
You call
the
it controlling themselves?
Yes, they are the masters. They are the masters of self-discipline when it comes to things with Israel.
Very good. Excellent. I would clap to that.
So I would love to hear Mr. Moussaoui's thought. I'm not against you, but I just want...
You're very silent for a moment.
Yeah, I'm just looking for what he's saying. What's your question exactly? Rephrase your question, please.
The question is that we know that Israel and the Americans were talking about preemptive strikes within the foreseen future on the Iranian nuclear facilities. Why not?
So Hezbollah is acting on behalf of the Iranians in this war. This is what you want to say?
One way or the other, to show them that we can do damage to Israel.
You have to have a very calculated, a very trustworthy givens in information to be able data in order to talk about this. Hezbollah is not a pro-Iranian in this style. Hezbollah, yes, is supported by Iran, is supported by Syria, and Hezbollah is ready to be supported by anyone. Now the Qataris are supporting Hezbollah and they're building money.
I'm a part of it.
So, okay, I'm telling you, I mean, we welcome any support from any Arab Islamic state or even European state who are ready to help in resistance or in any other thing. So, when it comes to this, we don't work for an Iranian agenda. We work for a pure Lebanese agenda, domestic agenda that takes into interest first and above all the Lebanese interest.
Okay, all right, we've made that point. Gentleman in the second row in the blue shirt.
For Lebanese prisoners within Israel, is it worth all the destruction that has happened to Lebanon economically, socially, militarily, and humanitarianly? Thank you.
Ibrahim Moussaoui.
When you say that, as if you're telling me Israel is that innocent state, they have no ambitions in Lebanon.
No, he's asking you whether it's worth it.
They don't want to do anything about it.
He was asking you whether it's worth it.
This is what we've been talking about from the very beginning, about a premeditated plan by the Israelis in order to destroy Lebanon. They have ambitions in Lebanon. They were not waiting for the pretext or alibi to do it. So when Hezbollah carried this operation, Sayyid Nasrallah came after 2 hours to make a press conference to say just directly, this is not going, we don't want to lead into any instability or any escalation. We want 2 things, indirect negotiations and the swap. And this has happened many times before, not one time, and it worked. Why didn't it work this time? You have to see the Israeli plans and the American plans. This is something that has been done in the American and Israeli department.
Okay, come back briefly.
I just want to say that if you...
Wait one moment, Osama Safa.
There is one point really that has not yet been made, that Israel has lost a pilot in Lebanon. His name is Ron Arad, and they want the remains of this pilot. And if they get back the remains of this pilot, we get back the prisoners. There would have been an easy diplomatic swap if Hezbollah was willing to work for it really a bit harder than this, rather than a back and forth.
Brief word from the questioner.
If you have him, produce him and you're ready to...
He's with Iran.
We're going to get something from the
questioner.
Sure? Please.
Well,
Mr. Mustawi, I am a person who does not support Hezbollah, but I do claim that Mr. Nasrallah is a very smart person. In saying so, if Hezbollah does know that Israel is waiting for anything from the Lebanese or from Hezbollah's side in order to enter Lebanon, you just gave them the entire initiative to enter.
Gentleman over there in the third row.
My question is to Mr. Hisham. A recent study in our article in the Middle East newspaper shows that a big percentage of Israeli people during wartime have trusted comments stated by Mr. Hassan Nasrallah, whereas they didn't trust much of the comments by official Israeli governments. Doesn't that give Hezbollah some credibility in their quest of defending Lebanon? Thank you.
Okay, certainly. If these reports are correct, it would give Hezbollah credibility. But again, do you think that giving Hezbollah credibility is worth the destruction of Lebanon?
No, of course it's not worth the destruction, but it's a point of aspect that you have to look that Hezbollah is not doing this war for other, didn't go into this war for certain reasons. It's only for defending the country, not in order to gain power.
Hezbollah is a grassroots organization. It is the only movement that has penetrated the people, and it has the support of the people. That's the difference today that makes it genuine, that makes it authentic, and that gives it the legal right to talk or to act for the protection of Lebanon.
No one is questioning Hezbollah's legitimacy, but people are questioning its military wing. Absolutely, Hezbollah is a legitimate political party. It's a huge player with a very large following and constituency. And yes, it is accepted on the, absolutely, it's part of Lebanon. But everyone is questioning its military wing and its military decisions and its military wisdom.
All right,
that's what's our question.
There is one major distortion that keeps happening in this session, I believe. It has to do with Israel, because you're talking about two parties fighting each other, Lebanon and Israel, Lebanon represented
by
Hezbollah.
Well, that's the motion. That's actually the motion we discussed.
Now, this is what I want to say. I mean, always say, is it worth this destruction? As if we are attributing innocence and Israel has no ambitions or no conspiracies against Lebanon.
We're going to a lady in the fourth row there. Yes.
Yes. My question is to Mr. Osama Safa. Are you trying to justify Israel's attack on Lebanon this summer? It's just a yes or no question.
Absolutely not. I'm not a spokesman of
Israel. So why are you saying that Hezbollah was the reason why villages were wiped out in southern Lebanon? I mean, you're missing the bigger picture. Israel was the one that attacked villages in south Lebanon, not Hezbollah. You said you're... You said yourself that Lebanese people have the right to dream, and they do. They have the right to dream that they'll get their prisoners back from Israeli dungeons and to get their dignity. That's why Hezbollah did the action it did. Thank you.
And the Lebanese. And the Lebanese have the right to know when they're going to go to war. And the Lebanese have the right to know that there are other options other than war. And the Lebanese have the right to know that it's one single state, legitimate state institution, is the one who decides when and how to get the prisoners back. And not one armed faction that represents maybe one third of the population that will do this and will incur this kind of devastation.
Why didn't you do it before?
What?
If the army had done it before, if the Lebanese government had done anything before, or if any Arab government
sorry,
had
Hezbollah
done anything before,
government.
Then you could accuse Hezbollah.
But Hezbollah is
but
part of the
government.
But
nobody has done anything. It's the only Arab force that stood up to resist Israeli occupation.
It did
the
so
only
in 2000.
Arab force
okay, you've said that.
For the release
you
of
said that before.
No, it did so in 2000. It stood up to the Israelis brilliantly well. And this is
all
a wonderful
right.
and dignifying
you just
win.
Said that it shouldn't have done it
we didn't
in
have
2000.
To do it again 6 years later. Is this Lebanon's fate, periodic war every 5 to 6 years? Did it prove that it can stand up with the Israelis?
Osama, did it according to the ministerial statement that the government gained the